If you turn to page 59 in your pew Bibles, you will be seeing Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 40 is our text. Except we will go through, we will read aloud 22 through 32. My goodness, your presence here causes me to pause and say, I should have retired much earlier. Oh, my goodness. The Word of God. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this, his holy word. Would you be so nice as to join me once again in prayer? Let us pray. O gracious Lord, my heart is filled with gratitude as I see brothers and sisters in Christ that I have loved for many, many, many a year. Help me, Lord, to get through this sermon without breaking down, and help me, Lord, be a messenger of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On this, Michael's final Sunday, I have a magical gift to share with you. Yep. On this final Sunday, I can hear some of your thoughts. And I'd like to share some of them with you right now. You can guess from the content of the thought whose thought it is. Here's one going on right now. He's been preaching the same sermon over and over for 28 years. Maybe today will be different. Not. Here's somebody sitting real close to you. For 28 years, I have watched Michael grow more and more bald. I'm imagining the new pastor. Younger, more hair, nice teeth. A very pleasant personality. It's good to imagine. All right, now look, three pews ahead of you and three seats over. I do feel sorry for Michael. What can he say today that he hasn't said in the last 28 years? Maybe something profound or meaningful. But oh, heck, you can't teach a dog, an old dog, any new tricks for sure. And this one, right, the person right next to you is thinking this thought. I can't survive this. It should only take about 10 minutes. And then, thank God, no more references to redneck from Richmond or knuckle-headed sinners. This morning's text from Luke's gospel finds old man Simeon standing at the entrance to the temple, awaiting the consolation of Israel. And here comes Mary and Joseph with the baby Jesus into the temple. And Simeon sees Jesus. He took him in his arms and blessed God and said, "Now you release your slave in peace, Master, in keeping with your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Simeon got to see the baby Jesus in person, the salvation of God. And today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we get to see the salvation of Jesus. For 28 years, you all as a congregation have shown me what salvation looks like. Worship bands, worship choirs of all ages, of all skill levels, singing and praising the living Lord, sometimes with guitars and drums and vocalists, sometimes with a descant, and sometimes with Kapellmeister directing very excited children. I have seen the salvation of the Lord because of you all, teenagers and adults entering the trailer of an elderly man living alone outside of Harrisonburg. His trailer is in major need of new windows, a bathroom sink, new flooring. And he gets all of those repairs by the mission group, doing the work in the name of Jesus. You all have shown me what salvation looks like. At the hospital, a family is gathered together around the bedside of a beloved parent and grandparent. His death is only minutes away, but the family joins hands, prays together, weeps aloud, and is comforted by the Holy Spirit. I have seen the salvation of the Lord that Sunday when the Christmas shoeboxes are piled up as high as the chancel table. I've seen the salvation of the Lord when Wee Kirkwood Chapel is packed with people at the Easter sunrise service. Children, youth, adults gathered on Sunday morning to learn why the Protestant Reformation matters in 2018. A member of the church coming into the church office to pick up a much needed check from the pastor's fund in order to pay unexpected medical bills. Five guys. Did I make anybody hungry? Five guys. Five guys meeting at the church on a Tuesday afternoon to deliver furniture to a single mom and her four children living in Lackey. I have seen the salvation of the Lord. Elders gathered in a session meeting, gathered together to approve a $20,000 donation to a hurricane-damaged church in Puerto Rico. Thank you, Lord, for the pumpkin patch. You all have continued to demonstrate over and over what salvation looks like. Through your gifts, through your prayers, through your worship, and through your outreach, you have shown others in our community what it means to see God's salvation. I pray with all of my heart as I step away from being your pastor, that you will continue to build on your amazing legacy of grace-filled words and works under new and bright pastoral leadership. Remember, Kirkwood, here are my closing words. I cannot improve upon the Apostle Paul and what he says in his letter to the Galatians. This is what you want to seek after every day you live, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Kirkwood, seek after love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And I can't think of a better way to end this sermon. May God grant you his peace and his love in the days ahead, because I sure love you and always will. And thank you, Lord, no crying. Yes. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, thank you so very much for allowing me to have a presence here in the midst of these wonderful, God-fearing, Bible-believing, mission-oriented people. Heavenly Father, thank you for that special calling 28 years ago. And thank you, Lord, for the congregation as it continues to go into your future. May you call the right person here to lead this wonderful group of folk. And may they rejoice that they've got somebody new in the life of the pulpit and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.